I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With almost no fanfare in the run-up to the holiday break, President Donald Trump reauthorized another 3 years for the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. It's a big deal, says Isaac Six of Open Doors USA.
They issue an annual report. They recommend countries of particular concern, so countries that have particularly egregious issues they recommend to the State Department for possible sanctions. And so they're supposed to be figuring out how we can continue to promote religious freedom.
And please be praying. The USCIRF is all about giving voice to the voiceless.
Because of incidents like the one that took place in Nigeria over Christmas, where we saw a video of the Islamic State in West Africa province released a video executing 11 hostages. They claim were all Christians, and they said it was in revenge for the killing of the ISIS leader in Syria, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
And we read about Christ's birth and identify with the shepherds who heard the good news, yet many deaf people struggle to feel loved by the God who speaks. Marissa Sorensen with Dora International explains that God can often seem far off. However, secular and religious areas are increasingly seeing the need for deaf work. One example was at Finishing the Task. The conference offered a track for deaf people for the first time ever. Attendance went up from 3 deaf people in 2018 to about 50.
It's a huge movement that's starting here at Finishing the Task, where people, and when I say people, I mean leaders of Finishing the Task, are starting to realize the need for deaf people groups. They're starting to realize the need to reach these deaf individuals, to have Bibles in their sign language, to have church planting happen for deaf worldwide.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. You'll also find details on One Way's PrayerCast outreach. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.